Jason Cairns is on the line from Eau Claire. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark.
And our good friend Perry Polnaszczyk has a birthday today, turning 59 years old. So happy birthday to him, right?
It, absolutely. I texted him at 4:16 this morning to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, so. Man. You early bird. Look at you. Yeah, you've just got to know him in the last year. He pastors Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls, and he heads up a nonprofit called Touch Twice. If you know about some of these free clinics, Bethesda did it for about a decade, Landmark Church, and then they did the thing called Love Chippewa. He's quite a guy, isn't he?
He's wonderful. I was going through my journals recently, and the first Sunday we were there was January 20 of last year. So we just passed our one-year mark there. And I know you recall the story, but it was after Peter Flomo's memorial that Perry had preached. And I said to you, I said, is this guy for real? And you said, he is. And Perry has become a good friend and mentor and just an all-around loving guy.
You know, it was interesting. I mean, he kind of facilitated the memorial service that was held, and Peter was the individual in Liberia we worked with in starting Teamwork Africa. But I mean, the idea of just kind of the way that he really, I think, in leading that memorial was asking people to be sensitive to their inner life, their inner world. And I think, yeah, your text to me was like, is this the way he is? And I'm like, yeah. So, and that takes us to where I want to go today on this January 28th, Jason. And that is, I'm going to draw from a few different sources and get your feedback on this, because we paid tribute to a couple last night at a restaurant in Chippewa Falls. Ed and Judy Ramsey celebrated 50 years of marriage a month ago, and we got several of us together last night and some pie and coffee and celebrated, and we, you know, kind of recognized them and what we appreciated. And yet, even afterwards, I'm like, why didn't I shared authentically, but I'm like, there was stuff that was deeper down, and I'm like, why didn't it get out? And so I'm thinking about, in his book, Abba's Child, Brennan Manning talks about the imposter, or John Eldredge talks about the poser, or John Powell wrote a book called Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, you know, I certainly can resonate with that. And I think there's a number of things that happen. We think all the way back to Genesis 3, right? I mean, the Adam and Eve in the garden. They ate from the tree, and what do? They hide. You know, before that, they were known to one another. They were known by God and knew God. But after that, there's this tendency to hide, to not be seen for who we truly are. I think the reason we do that is because we're really trying to trump up our own sense of goodness. I think sometimes we don't really believe that we are fully approved by God. And so we try to do things to make ourselves better. And so we show up in ways that we think will be better approved by other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, and again, another author who we'll probably mention almost every day in our best 5 minutes of the day segment here, Jason Cairns from jasoncairns.com. Halvo with you. The Whip Wake Up Show is Larry Crabb. And I think about Inside Out, he talks about self-protection versus love. And that, if you know, just kind of think about, if love is extending your arms, extending that bridge to another, maybe embracing a hug or saying, hey, come, you know, I'm open. I'm not guarding myself. The opposite, I guess, with physically, I think of self-protection is closing my arms, protecting my chest, right? And you can't do both. You got to choose, don't you?
Right. Well, and I think that the reality is we do get hurt. You know, we are wounded in relationships. We wound others in relationships. Mm-hmm. And so it takes risk to put ourselves out there. It takes risk to open our arms up, to be seen for who we truly are at the core of, you know, at our core sense, right the middle, the heart of who we are. We're afraid to be seen there, because what if were rejected there?
And I think, well, let's close with this. I mean, I think the biggest enemy of the best is the second best. And I think even on the heels, we talked yesterday about the death of Kobe Bryant, and with the stunning suddenness of that, and the brevity of life. I mean, the encouragement for you and me to each other and to all of our listeners is let's risk it. And I think it begins by embracing that God has loved us as we are, not as we ought to be, right? Because we're not going to ever be as we ought to be this side of heaven. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. On that note, more tomorrow, same bat time. In the meantime, thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. JasonCans.com. Check out his stuff. But a song that hopefully inspires you in that. And that's what we have in mind. It's not accident or slipshod that we encourage you with 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Asking you, are you ready to let God love you? It's intentional.
I've never sprung for a vanity license plate before, but they're kind of cool and they can be clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never done that either because...
I'm the ones that say, like, my Beamer or whatever. It's like,
I'd like
can't
to get a Packers
there.
One. Never have.
Yeah, I have buddies who have those.
If you got a pro-life one maybe you can get.
Vermont has now added another option that I'm sure you can purchase for a reasonable fee that goes into their state coffers. You are now allowed to put emojis on license
Seriously?
Plates in Vermont, the very first state to do so.
So how does that work?
That's what I'm wondering.
A bill introduced in the Vermont House of Representatives would allow drivers to add their choice of up to 6 emojis to their license plates. Now, this would be in addition, they say, to the 10 distinctive numbers assigned by the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles or what you already choose
Don't
for vanity plate.
Don't drive near somebody with the angry sound.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
I just want one that, you know, kind of the shrugging emoji and the sorry.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to.
I don't know. That's different. I'm wondering, like, how do the officers fill that out on their forms?
Do they have to just transcribe? Like,
it
was a winky face.
Yeah, you know, it was an option in a drop-down box.
When they give you a ticket, they'll add plenty of sad emojis.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Legislators say that folks will have plenty of options because, according to Emojipedia, there are currently over 3,000 emoji options.
Oh, my.
And Vermont's going to start you with 6? 6 would be allowed.
Do we know what the 6 are?
Well, no, you get to choose. You get to choose
you're allowed
your 6.
I thought they were just like, you have these 6 options.
Oh, you can have up to 6? Oh,
up
okay,
to 6,
I misunderstood,
yeah.
too.
Oh,
you
see?
You can have 6 emojis? Like little ones on your license plate?
Yeah, in addition to the alphanumeric.
Okay, you still got the alpha.
Oh, my. This seems so complicated. What kind
such
of a
more
crazy
complicated
new world
age,
do we
right?
live
I mean,
in? Yes.
Facebook gives you like over 50 choices in terms of your identity, in terms of just gender and...
Oh, it's crazy. Wow.
Honestly, sometimes when I'm just putting a post on the station Facebook page, it gets overwhelming trying to figure out what emoji to put with it. So I just say, you know what? Plain text works.
Pretty much. That's where I'm at. I'm not a big emoji user.
I like GIFs a little better.
I like GIFs a lot better.
I use it to some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, I think expressing, you know, thumbs up or applause or those kinds of things. If it's somebody's birthday, cakes, balloons, I don't know.
Yeah.
Those
I'm
symbols,
a
I guess.
I'm a GIFer. I like the GIFs. I want my license plate to be able to display GIFs.
I do too, especially with that sorry didn't mean to do that GIF.
Right. You know. Oh goodness. Well, let us know how that works out for you out east. That's quite the thing.
Well, Valentine's Day is around the corner, and we gave away a $50 ticket for 2 to the Leading with Power Valentine's Night Out coming up February 6th at Calvary
love
Church in Eau Claire.
Marriage, love and marriage,
oh, I love the song, sorry.
Like a horse and carriage, this I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
So, it's interesting because if you base it on what are called chick flicks or maybe the Hallmark movies, you'd think, you know, it's the candlelit dinners and the roses and all those trips on the beach. And those have their place, I imagine. But a study from Appalachian State University says, here's the deal, roasting your partner every day makes your relationship stronger. Now, again, when I hear roasting...
I got this down.
Being the senior member of this morning show, I remember the Dean Martin celebrity roasts, and you could probably still find them.
Yes. Love them.
And so this is kidding. What they say is if, according to the researchers, couples who roast each other daily are more likely to have a longer and a happier relationship. Experts believe that teasing your partner actually highlights the things you love most about them and makes them feel seen, which makes for a strong and happy romance in the long term.
So when my wife is telling me that I can't drive well, she's honestly just expressing her love.
Yes.
Yes. Well, and I feel like it is a good thing because Dean and I are like this. I mean, we're always needling each other about
on the radio
stuff.
Even. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, he frequently is under the bus, and mm-hmm. that's okay because you know what? It reaffirms too that it's not worth getting bent out of shape. It helps me to see the humor in mm-hmm. the ridiculousness of the things I do.
Yeah,
and I need that, and he needs that, and we all need that because, you know, we all know ourselves well enough to know all of the stupid things we do, and when you really think about that, you're the funniest person you know.
Well, I think about Tim Hawkins. Everybody's weird, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You just are, and so certainly the person you live with and sleep with, they're going to know your weirdness more than anybody.
Oh, yeah, and be far more upfront and frank about it.
I think sometimes our spouses are a big full-length mirror that shows us how desperately we need Jesus, because it's like, wow, you know?
Absolutely.
If they can deal with me.
Yes. If they can deal with me, I can deal with myself. Yay.
Right.
Oh, goodness. I love it.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. See, Dean and I are in a healthy relationship.
Very good.
All right. I know, my friend, that you are not the most sportsy type of person, too, but you put up with Halvo and I chatting quite a bit about sports on and off
the
air.
I do, because you put up with me chatting about crafts and opera and musical theater.
All good things.
It goes both ways. It's all
well,
good.
Well, here is a game.
Okay.
Related to the upcoming Super Bowl, which is this Sunday.
Is it this Sunday?
It is indeed.
Seriously?
It is indeed this Sunday, 5:40 p.m. I think it's kickoff.
I honestly didn't realize.
I'm excited for the game. I'm excited for the snacks.
Up.
Here
but
is
I
a new
it was
game.
In a couple weeks.
A new game related to the Super Bowl that I think you would be great at. Every year, a small select group of sports fans, just ignore that part, a small select group of folks scattered across the U.S. play a game called Last Man. The goal.
Okay.
Is to be the last person in America to find out who won the Super Bowl and the final score.
I could do this. I didn't
without
even know
trying.
What the game was. Seriously, I had no idea what
the group
weekend.
Is not quite so small anymore as people are sharing, because of course they're sharing on social media, they're sharing their avoidance of the knowledge. So the final score
funny.
And who won the Super Bowl is called
The Knowledge.
It sounds like a brilliant movie.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
They shared on social media with the hashtag Last Man. I think Last Woman could be on there
Absolutely.
As well. But again, they're doing everything to avoid The Knowledge. The object of the game is to avoid for as long as possible learning A, the winner, and B, the final score of the Super Bowl. It's called The Knowledge. Rule number two is do not flee the country. Leaving America means immediate disqualification. Rule number three, always play honestly. You must be honest. Rule number four, if you receive information that might constitute the knowledge, but you aren't certain, ergo, if someone might be messing with you by telling you a false winner score, you can opt not to believe the uncertain information and keep playing. However, if it turns out that the uncertain information was correct, the game's endpoint is retroactive to when the knowledge was, in fact, revealed to you.
Considering I don't even know with 100% certainty who's in the Super Bowl this year. Like, it's the 49ers, but I don't remember. Right?
And the Chiefs. Yep, San Francisco 49ers against the Chiefs. Yes. Rule number five, no one ever wins. It's a game you play against yourself, so it always ends in a loss eventually.
Oh, my goodness.
It may be when, you know, you're wizened and old and Rip Van Winkle, and it's like, oh, so the Chiefs did win.
I could totally do this. Hands down, this I could win.
I think this is just brilliant. There's a wiki page out there as well, too.
That is fantastic.
Avoiding the knowledge at all costs. Now, if only we could do this about elections.
I'm engaged in the election process.
I just want to vote and then find out who won. I don't want everything leading up to it.
Good luck with that.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.